The Pothead Perspective, hosted by Matthew Sims, involving intriguing, outrageous conversations between intelligent individuals. Learn something new about cannabis today. Laugh your bleep off while you're at it. Want to know what dispensary to meet your buds at? What events are coming up? We have the inside and underground tips and tricks to get you the very best prices, deals, and even into a few drawings, giveaways, and competitions. This is the Pothead Perspective.
This podcast is called Me and the Heater.
No. It's called... That makes sense. Yeah, this is called Me and the Heater.
Me and the Heater, triple X.
I bring the heater.
No, we changed the name to...
Ganja Growers.
The Government of Ganja Growers.
Yeah, Government of Ganja Growing Guys.
Pothead Perspective.
Alright. Well, since the water heater is doing all the talking, yeah. I feel rude.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Did you? Oh, okay.
Nice, that was a good one, yeah.
Whoa, calm down.
You interrupted me. Fucking asshole with your foil blanket, right?
Yeah. Where is the space
suit? You're not even in hypothermia.
Space suits went out a year ago.
Space suits.
You don't even wear them anymore. Fucking dumb water heater.
That was a good one. I like that.
Space suits. This episode is dedicated to lighter feeds all around the world. Fuck you guys.
Butane.
All you fucking lighter thieves. Oh, yeah, the big lighter thieves. Fuck you guys.
When you said lighter thieves.
Yep. What'd you say?
I said my neck inches. Sorry.
Alright, so.
Damn it.
How many of you guys out there, like, smoke pot and work out? Like, are you guys really big pothead? Meatheads? Or are any of you pothead meatheads? What?
I said don't respond right away.
Yeah.
I mean,
not everyone wants now.
You have to be so quiet.
Fucking water heater.
I know, he's like, I can't even think. At least my water's getting hot.
It's happy hour, ladies and gentlemen. Sure. That's good. My favorite color. Yeah, we had a lot of people last time, and now we don't. It's just my brother and I here. So to all of you out there who came last time and didn't come this time, you're fucking missing out. We're smoking on some dank out of the best bong in the world, bitch. We're smoking out of the dragon.
Smoking out of the mythical beast, and you're not here, man.
And anybody who wants to be on the show is not here. Why aren't you here?
We love you anyways.
This dedicated to all you fuckers who didn't come.
That we love to fuck Earth.
Oh. Best Yoda impression. Wait, here I go, wait for it. I can't do a Yoda impression.
Soap of the laundry I need. Dirty my shit is.
Weed I need to smoke. Noise.
Hypertension I have. Glaucoma in the eyes I must. Smoke weed I have to. Understand you do, yes?
You sound like Marge Simpson. Is that gone?
Marge Simpson, I fucked her. Fucked her, I did. Fucked her, I did with that blue hair. I bit that shit back. It's so cartoony.
Oh shit. Alright, moving
on. Mr. Spaggle, you like a Mr. Spaggle?
My best Yoda impression. My best Yoda impression is you do this, yes, no.
What the fuck was that? That was like an Asian.
Don't the fuck with my authority.
Like, I fucking do a fucking magic trick for you. That's what he sounds like, a fucking Asian magician.
No, that was Mario. That was the, it's me, Mario.
It's
me,
Yoda. Yoda. Don't you wanna know? They made the three video games about me.
Yoda. Yoda, it's me.
It's a Yoda. Just do like the worst
impressions. It's a me, Yoda.
Do like the worst impressions ever.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay.
No, I'm not saying you do the worst impressions. I'm just saying that could be like a skit. Like okay, now I'm gonna do.
This is the pothead perspective, by the way. We were joking earlier. And if you're watching this, this is the 1,027th episode, followed by
27 in Hyph, I think.
Yeah, 1,027 in Hyph.
Yes.
55.
Schwarting. All right, in the sixes.
It's happy hour, man. Story time. You got any stories? Short stories.
I'd like to tell you, boys and girls, about how I became a prince of the town of Bel Air. Dyson Amir, playing basketball outside the school. And then some guys came over and they were up to no good. He's all rapping. And the moment I held you in my arms, I knew I couldn't let you be harmed. Some questions arose in my mind. Could I be man enough to choose wrong and choose right? And then that's how I became the Prince of Bel Air.
And that's how the water heater got in on this shit.
It's like, I'm just trying to rap over the water heater.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make a beat over. It's like boop, 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 boop.
He's like, every time I have to say everything every like 4 seconds or whatever.
Why are you wearing sunglasses? What happened?
Because they look cooler. I can tell. Because I don't like the sun, Mr. White. I can see pretty good. You want some sunglasses?
Interesting thought. Last episode, I talked about Ruder Alice being a super strain, I guess, being that it's not photo-dependent or however. I haven't actually looked up that since. I have had a few people tell me that it was interesting. So,
he's another podcast!
So I just found out that there is a fourth general strain, such as Sativa Indica and Ruderalis. It's called Afghanica. And Afghanica is, it's made in Puerto Rico.
That's the first I've ever heard of it.
Not Afghanica. Not Afghanistan.
I did not never hear about that before. I've heard of Afghanistan. Afghanistan. Kush.
Afghanica.
Like right?
Afghanica Kush would be like an Afghanica strain.
Okay.
Even though it is like an Indica dominant, or. Yeah. Indica dominant. Anyway.
It's me, Afrikanica.
If you've got information, please share. All we are doing here is smoking cannabis.
Nuts. Smoking cannabis. How is it?
Yes.
All of you, we are doing here smoking the cannabis.
On episode 1027.
I'm trying to have a shitty European accent, but I do not even know what I'm trying to impersonate right now. Miss Guzzi.
Life as a pizza driver. What's that like?
What is life like? Oh, pizza driver, you know? I get paid to fucking listen to the most interesting shit you've ever heard, man.
People's problems?
I drive around, and I, well, okay, here, let me start from the beginning. I found on the internet a free access to information, like books, podcasts, doctors, lawyers, whatever the fuck you want to listen to, government officials. They talk about their problems, they talk about their solutions, they talk about current events, they talk about things that are happening that matter. And unfortunately, I can't get that from reading a newspaper, because not only am I have trouble in taking the information visually, my mind will take a fucking vacation for some reason, mm-hmm. whether I'm high or not. It's just something, I can't do it. It's very difficult for me. So somehow my brain latched onto the audio information that that's out there. I mean, it's just free. You just download. I have a program called LibriVox that I can download almost any book. I'm reading the listening, but it's reading because it's a freaking book. It's just translated into words, but it's called subvocalization. You do it anyways. When you're reading a book, you subvocalize the words. You even if you don't realize it, you're every word you read, you're actually subvocalizing it. You're not actually saying it out loud, but it's like you're saying the word in your mind in a way, like I forget what part of your, like your tongue moves or something. So basically, there's something that happens that you don't even realize called subvocalization. And if you're reading a book, you do that anyways. So if you're listening to it, you can do that too. As you're hearing it, you can kind of say it after them in your mind, like, you know what I mean? So it seems to have the same kind of effect, and it definitely impresses me. A lot of the information that I get just by, instead of listening to a song, you know, they got all these techno music songs that I like, they got a lot of country songs that I like, they got rock songs that I like. There's so much music that I like, but there's so much information out there too. So oftentimes I get really excited going to work, not because of the work itself, but because of the fact that I get to drive around and put my phone on blast on my little speaker that I have, and it's just loud enough for me to hear. And I listen to any book that I want. Like I said, I didn't say earlier, I'm listening to the autobiography of Benjamin Franklin right now. I'm reading it. I'm reading the book while I'm delivering pizzas. And people don't understand that. I mean, I'm literally reading a book while I'm delivering pizzas. I don't go to school or anything. I'm kind of worried about going to school. I need to focus on going to online school so that I can get some credits behind my name. And because I've heard of other people doing that don't want to go to a physical school. So, but anyways, you don't have to be going to school to learn, is what I've learned. And I had to learn that. It was just kind of weird, you know, because school gives you this, it's like a formality. It's like you have to like learn from a teacher. And a lot of some of the people that you learn about in school are people that didn't go to school or didn't do good in school. Like Isaac Newton, he had so much trouble in school, it's ridiculous. And he ended up creating all kinds of different things and introducing ideas to the world that a lot of people had trouble with at the time, and now they're generally accepted, and we've even moved past his theory of gravity. But there's so much that you'll learn if you just take the time to maybe not listen to a song and just listen to part of a book that you've been wanting to read or that you couldn't read. Just listen to it. See how you can...
Life as a pizza driver. You really covered it all in a short story. That was good. Thanks.
That's what the question was. That's right.
Yeah. It's okay.
That's what my answer is.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for... Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Is it time
that's
for
That's my first answer.
I think it's time for... I think it's time for shotguns. Anyway.
Are we drinking?
Yeah. Sure. Danielle and friend, I wanted to give you guys a shout out because you guys are fucking awesome. I don't remember your friend's name. I'm sorry, Danny, but you guys are awesome. So technically this is an entire smoke session. The whole time we're sitting here chilling, we're smoking. So if you're just listening to the audio, please smoke out during the whole show. If you're just watching the video, you could start at 4:20, like 4 minutes and 20 seconds. You could start at the beginning with us. Just smoke out, nigga. Anyway, non-discriminative dispensary review. Bum bum bum. Dispensaries have been pretty slow lately. And then I think they just started getting crazy again. Anyway.
Dispensaries ride the short bus. That's what we found out.
They make a lot of the money though. They're smart.
We're jealous. That's why we're talking
totally.
About.
Oh man, horrible. There's no show focus. We didn't do the verbal medicinal marijuana release.
We're about to do that right now, for all you law enforcement.
Yeah, we're compliant.
We don't turn off our ringers.
We're compliant, actually.
Who turns off their ringers?
So.
My ringer right now.
So actually, this is James on the phone right now. Say hi, James.
Hi, James. So macabroni, huh?
Macabroni, bro. Osama bin Laden.
Bro, Osama bin Laden. I like that.
You like that?
And then the what? The bro chacho.
Yeah.
Bro chacho. Yeah. There you go.
What else you got though? I've just been sitting there watching him come in on the phone.
I don't know.
That'd be cool if he was watching the video as you're recording it. I almost thought that's what he was saying.
No.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be tight, yeah. We're recording the podcast right now, brother.
You're actually on the podcast.
You're recording the podcast?
Yeah, even though you didn't get a chance to make it, you're still on it.
Yeah, I'm not talking of this conversation right now.
Yeah.
I text you, dude.
My bad.
It's all good.
Shit.
Well, we're gonna. What?
I thought it was a weekend thing.
No.
Damn it. The podcast right now. They're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
He's not here. Well, no, you are here, so well, say something.
I just saw a hint of your spirit.
Yeah?
Yes.
How was my hair?
It was ghostly.
But you were sagging. But you were sagging.
You're sagging.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, this is the James portion. James is calling in from on the scene. This is an actuality. Come in, James. What's your story?
This is a phone.
I don't have a story. I missed the podcast, and I'm very upset. I'm going to go throw myself off the bridge right now. Man, I'm so upset about that. I'm sorry, guys.
It's his verbal suicide note, ladies and gentlemen. Verbal suicide.
Don't worry about it. No one else came. For sure. Alright, well let me call you back after we're done recording, brother.
Okay. Alright, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Alright, peace.
Okay, bye.
And that was our James portion of the show. I'm glad he called during this portion actually because he needed to be on the show.
His segment.
He needed to have his fucking segment. He's all not doing much. So that was our currently cannabis. He's just out delivering. That was a live feed straight from the vehicle of a marijuana dispensary driver and owner.
It was a lot more than just a phone call that interrupted the podcast.
Absolutely.
That wasn't what it was at all. Not even close.
Okay, so a tip on growing indoors. My buddy just started growing. Not just started, but he's been growing for a while, and he just found some stuff called bud rot on his plants. So he lost his whole veg room because of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he said it spreads, so it might end up going to his flower room, which was right next door. So bud rot, watch out for it.
How do we solve that problem?
He said that it's solvable and treatable, but it's never curable, I guess. You cannot cure it.
So you will sell bud with rot on it?
No, it was in the veg stage.
Well, I'm just saying, is it possible to sell bud with rot?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe if he would have kept letting it grow, but he said it looked bad, like it was getting to his plants. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying, is if he controlled it, because you said there's a way to control it, you can't get rid of it. But if there's a way to control it.
That's a good question.
That's what I'm saying, is we need to figure that out, because that's what people are going to be asking. If there's, you know.
Milo, if you figure that out, man, you heard his question. I don't know. Could it be done? All right, moving on.
That's the sound of thought.
Something unique in the industry.
That's awesome. Go ahead.
What is something unique about the industry right now? Dabs fucking... I just heard about a new vaporizer. That's for flower. And I heard that it tastes like... Afterward, it's like so perfect of a heating method, I guess, that it tastes like the oil of like peanut butter or almonds.
That sounds legit.
Doesn't that sound pure?
That sounds legit, dude, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
What is it called?
I think it's, I don't know, some type of vape, though. It's like a portable handheld vape.
It's a portable handheld one?
Like, you can portable out, yeah, totally.
Oh, my God.
It's like an Eve cigarette.
That's dope.
But they cost like $300-$400.
That's not dope at all.
You can go to iCloud Smoke Shop, or iSmoke, it's iCloud. I smoke smoke shop on the corner of Ramona Expressway and Florida, and that shit's popping. We got some really good prices on some really cool glass. Who else would I want to shout out here? Hit up the Pizza Hut on Stanford if you want this nigga to deliver your pizza. If you go to MSJC, hit me up if you see me, because I'm not a stranger anymore. It's like you blaze with me every day now, so let's just kick it, you know? And if you got anything to put on the podcast, just put on the podcast.
Life's like a soccer ball, man. Just kick it.
My ninja. Life's like a ninja. It just kicks everything.
And life's like a ninja. It's just in the shadows. It's just in the shadows. What the fuck?
Life's like a ninja.
Hiya! It loves like a ninja. Fruit chopping, motherfuckers!
You just pull out a fucking sword.
That would be our skit. We'll just do a skit where, like, I'm like dressed up like a ninja or whatever, and you start throwing fruit at me, and I start cutting it in there.
I think someone already did a video like that on YouTube.
I'm sure. It's hard to find a video that someone hasn't done, man.
I know. Can I hit that?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Oh. This is the James segment.
This is the Pothead Perspective episode. Or no, season. What is this? Season 2, episode 3. Bam! Biatch! Oh. Okay, so two songs. We gotta pick two songs. Should we play some audiobook stuff? Some more talking? No.
That probably wouldn't be good unless it was a really good segment.
Oh yeah, like maybe like Martin Luther King's fucking, like, I have a dream.
Just something, yeah. Something that's very recognizable. Totally. Something that's totally worth listening to.
Yeah.
For them and for us. You know what I mean? Something that's not a waste of time. Because there's things that I've played for you that you're like, I don't want to wait to get to the cheese.
Yeah.
I just want to hear the cheese.
Even though the lactose intolerant thing.
Cheese is a bad analogy. What I'm trying to say is cookies. Alright, there's cookies.
Butter. Lactose. I can't eat cookies either.
Cookies without butter.
Aren't cookies. Banana bread.
They aren't cookies.
What is your favorite forecast?
Oh, man. I hope they don't make any more Star Wars movies. I hope they come up with something else.
Star Wars?
Yeah, Star Wars is kind of getting silly. They need to come out with some new story.
So wait, is that your forecast? Do you think that they're going to come up with a new one? No. Oh, you might have to write it.
No, not have to. Yeah, I don't think they'll come out with a new one. Something as badass as Star Wars for our generation that's like, oh my gosh. Not Star Trek. Something new, something badass. And maybe the Halo series will do it. Because I know they're supposed to be coming out Halo movies or whatever, more of them. But anything that has to do with, as far as marijuana is based, it could go so many different ways that I just... I can't wait to tell. I can't wait to see, I mean, which way it goes.
Forecast. Is that your fated forecast?
Forecast over.
Jacob forecast out. Over. This Jacob out.
Jacob out!
Peace! My fated forecast is that Sebastian the camera just gets hit.
He's like, my fated what forecast is a new camera!
What?
Kaboosh!
You, and me, and me, and you. And you and me, and me and you.
Everything in between.
I'm smoking on this T-Rex, and my hands are starting to...
Nice.
I don't know.